What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, welcome to Busting Balls. I'm Pat Caputo along with the webmaster, Evan Jenkins. So we're here to talk drafts, prospects, and the future. And no draft is bigger than the NFL draft. And look, this year it's not in Detroit. And the Lions don't hold, the NFL's version of lottery picks. So a lot of people are looking at this draft and going, oh, you know, it doesn't have any sizzle here. It's kind of like the Lions offseason in totality. We all know the situation. Brad Holmes has drafted so well. Now these contracts are due. And they're looking at a potential salary cap nightmare down the road. And so it's like, okay, they can't get Myles Garrett. They can't get Max Crosby. Who are they going to get? And the big thing for them, and I understand this totally, is, hey, don't worry about that. Keep your own players.
Right.
But that makes this draft extraordinarily important. And more important, it makes last year's draft more important. Because as well as Brad Holmes is drafted, and he's gotten all the kudos that he deserves for this, He didn't have a good draft last year, it appears. And, here I'll give you it's real simple. And it's not trying to get on his case. It's not trying to, overreact. I'm not trying to be contrarian. But there's just one fact that I want you to know. Who got really, really noticeably improved last year among the NFC teams? One of them was the Rams, right?
Big time.
Rams, 7,000 snaps from their rookie class. The Commanders, who beat the Lions, more than 6,000 snaps from their rookie class. The Eagles, who did exceptionally well last year, more than nearly 5,000 snaps from their rookie class. Those were the three teams that I feel vaulted themselves above where they were anticipated to be last year, correct?
Kind of like the Lions in the previous year.
Exactly, Evan. My point exactly. Lions last year, 2,400. Not yeah. Almost 2,400.
And majority of those went to one player.
And that was Terrion Arnold, who had over 1,000 snaps.
Okay.
And he did not do well.
He did okay. He played like a rookie cornerback. Usually.
Well, let's put it this way. He didn't play well compared to Kenyon Mitchell.
No.
He did not play well compared to Cooper DeJean. He did not play well compared to what the expectations were for him as a rookie.
Absolutely.
He was underwhelming. He was very handsy, which was his reputation. He got scorched a lot. Now, he played very well in the Minnesota game, I thought, which was a key game for the Lions. And it's kind of hard to tell what anything was going on. The Commanders game was such a clusterfuck.
Yeah, that was everybody.
Okay. I like saying that because I can say it on my podcast. I don't have to get cluster, you know.
Beep.
What. It was a clusterfuck. Let's call it what it is. So, that is obvious. Enos Rakestraw, played 144 snaps.
I was going to guess 100, so.
You know, and five games and hamstrings and was awful.
Yeah.
Quite frankly. Giovanni Manu, big zero.
Big. I don't even think he dressed for a game.
You know, zero. No snaps, no play. Not dressed for any games. Sione Vaki had only 28 snaps from scrimmage, but was very good.
Special teams.
On special teams. Yep. Mekhi Wingo, sixth-round pick. I thought he did reasonably well. Didn't have good Pro Football Focus grades. Not a bad pass rusher for an inside guy, but he's undersized and did not do well against the run. The bright light was Christian Mahogany, who came in late in the year. And it really stood up and did very well, surprisingly well, but not really to those of us who knew about the draft before. I was surprised he lasted the sixth round.
Okay.
To be honest with you. At Boston College, they actually got a real good player this year.
Linebacker?
They got the linebacker in Izaraku, but they got an offensive lineman who is Drew Kendall. His father was Pete Kendall, played in the NFL. He's a center. And he may interest the Lions, but that's for a different podcast at a different time. You juxtapose these players with Broderick Martin, who has spent 2 years. Last year, what did he play? 25 snaps.
Oh,
you know, something like that. And it really isn't good. Now, Pro Football Focus, when they ranked these classes, had the Lions class at 26 most productive. Compared to other years where they would be in the top one,
five,
two, or three,
yeah,
for sure. So, and this year, considering what they have with these salaries that they're going to have to do, they need this class from 2024 to step up.
Mm-hmm.
All right, they need especially Rakestraw and Arnold to do well. And they need Manu to be a factor in the offensive line, perhaps.
At some point.
At some point.
Or it's just a wasted pick.
Yes, absolutely. And they are in this situation, need to have somebody come in and have some impact this year. You know, the idea that you got to develop a guy. The Lions aren't in a spot where you developing a guy necessarily makes sense. Now, people are going to say, well, you don't want to pass on a great player who at the, you know, at 28th overall. You've got to get somebody who can help you now. Because other – or not, if not this year, where their cap space is somewhat manageable, certainly by next year.
Oh, yeah.
And the year after. In the NFL is not like hockey. You know, we always have – or baseball, where after 4 years you're wondering if a guy can – You know. And if you look at all their players that became good that were taken relatively –
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Typically early in the draft and some later, like Amon-Ra St. Brown and Kirby Joseph, who went, second day or third day. You know, when you look at that, those guys had their impact right away.
Oh, yeah. Well, most of their young guys.
There might have been an adjustment period, but it wasn't like, hey, they became, before their contracts were up, you had to get them in your fold again because they were so good. Even J-Mo, it wasn't like forever. And he missed a year with an ACL, and, you know, he had a little bit of a knucklehead factor.
But as soon as he was on the field, they got him plays, and he made plays right away.
Yeah. Well, the first year, not so much, but afterwards, it started.
There was that Vikings game. He had, like, the 60-yard touchdown in his
rookie
year.
Right, he did. He on the reverse.
And then he had the kind of crappy attitude where he was like this to Goff, putting his arms up, like, why am I not getting the ball?
Yeah, but he stopped that.
And got over it, and boom, he was himself.
Well, this year. You know, and there's a lot of talk, well, who are you going to keep? Well, who are you going to keep? Can you keep everybody?
No.
You know, the whole shift, and look, man, Evan and I don't come in here, hey, we're patting ourselves on the back. Don't take it that way. But we told you this, all right? You know, when the whole Myles Garrett thing was going on and Max Crosby and all these other dreamboat scenarios, it just can't happen. And even the way it's set up now where – they're basically very conservative because they have to be about these things. They don't know if they can keep everybody. And what we're hearing is, well, will they take they had Matthew Golden in for a visit. First of all, I don't know if he's going to be there. Second of all, if you take a wide receiver, you can't keep J-Mo.
Yeah, you're not giving him all the money that he will rightfully deserve if he keeps putting up
even
those
picking up his option, which puts it big,
which is like $15 million, and I don't know to this team if he's worth that. And then you think about the gift and the curse.
Because and people don't realize Goff, Sewell,
all of those are hitting. St. Brown is going to start hitting,
you know, and what you're going to do, you'll restructure some of that, but you can't restructure from here to eternity. And then you got Branch and you got Joseph
and Laporta.
Laporta, Gibbs.
Yep. And the gift and the curse.
Jack Campbell.
Or some of these guys were later round picks where they only get the 4 years. They don't get the luxury of having that fifth year option where you can just tag it on. And that's where Branch and Joseph and Laporta and those guys all fall into that cycle.
Yeah, it's a conundrum. So the people who are like, well, they're drafting later, and this doesn't really, you know, they've got their players or whatever. And no. These drafts are huge. And I would point this out to you. Why did Philadelphia become good last year? I mean, they went from like kind of it was even worse than the Lions. I mean, the Lions just lost one playoff game, you know, which they, you know, shit the bed.
Yeah.
But Philly shit the bed for like how many games?
Yeah, they went from appearing in the Super Bowl to being 10-1 to crap in the bed down the stretch. I think they lost like six straight.
Right.
And they lost in the first round of the playoffs. And then they bounced back because, to me, they solidified their defense and they got a playmaker on offense.
Well, first of all, Barkley was huge.
Yes.
Braun was huge. But they didn't pay those guys that much. Okay.
Not in the grand scheme, no.
No, I mean, very little.
Barkley didn't get paid until this year, really.
Right. Carter's on a rookie contract. Davis is on a rookie contract. They're big, fat guys inside. And also, with the situation with DeJean and Quinion Mitchell, who are the cornerback version of Branch and Joseph, I mean, they were both in the top 10 among corners in the NFL and the Pro Football Focus rating. I don't think anybody watching play would say, oh, the eyeball test didn't say that. Those guys are fucking great. So this situation right here, is something that you got to look at and say to yourself, hey, you better get somebody who can play. And they need to be play now. So, you know, this idea they're getting some more developmental guys, even in the third round, like they did with Martin or Giovanni Manu, hey, man, you can't be thinking like that. You know, you're in a different situation right now.
Well, yeah, and then you go back and you think about those years that the Patriots were successful, and yes, I know they had Tom Brady, but they drafted really, really well in the late parts of the draft. And I think that goes to your sustained of just being able to win games year after year after year are getting these solid players. And I don't think that they can take on project players anymore, just like what you were saying, to where you can sit and wait 2 or 3 years for a guy to progress, where in all reality, the NFL, things happen fast. Your window could be closed by then. You know what I mean?
And they might start losing guys.
Yeah.
You know, and they're going to need somebody to fill in. It's, for example, like, if looking at this draft, all right, it's obvious to me who they should take, if he's there. All right, it's Grable, the kid from North Dakota State, Gray Zabel. I'm sorry to call him Grable.
You just combined him.
Yeah, I did, man.
That will be his nickname when he gets here.
Yeah, I can call him whatever. You know, he's he reminds me of Frank Ragnow.
That's a good comparison.
Well, he's taller and very athletic. You know, he had the 36, 37 vertical jump, which is incredible.
For a big guy, yeah.
And he can move and, you know, pull. And so he's got the athleticism to play every position.
Which the Lions love to do, by the way. They love to pull their offensive linemen.
Right, and he's ideal for him. I don't know if he's going to be there.
Yeah.
But he's definitely, if he's there, it's a no-brainer to me. Regardless of the position, regardless of the edges or whatever, unless they have Abdul Carter or something.
You're right, something crazy happens.
Yeah, and so to me, that's obvious. And I don't know what they're thinking, honestly. They might not even like it. But, and again, this isn't about like what all these draft gurus tell you or mock drafts. I process all that information. But I try to give you something that's outside the box and more detailed about what I'm thinking. And a lot of times, actually, we've proven to be remarkably right on that. You know, I knew about the Frank Ragnow pick a long time ago. So when I said they were going to take him, they told me somebody, you know, a source. But I'd have no inside information on this. But I do feel that Zabel's perfect for him. But with that 60th pick, again, you got to get a player. So, and it doesn't, you know, and a lot of these things, like, hey, you got to look at what's happening with Ragnow. He's got the toe and all that.
Well, Decker, too.
And Decker is getting older.
Glasnow
played terribly last year.
And he's still in your lineup as of right now.
As of right now. And Mahogany will help.
Absolutely.
But that's a good development, but that's from your draft. But
and the only other thing that I have
to
say,
and their corners have to be effective. I know Reed will help them some, but he's basically replacing Davis, who played reasonably well there.
The only reservation I have with Reed is his size.
5'9", yeah.
That scares me a little bit, and he's never been the CB1. I mean, he had Sauce Gardner across from him, which
right. He's
going to guard the best receiver, so that makes me a little bit nervous, but we'll see. I don't think he's not Carlton Davis, and so fans can't confuse the two is my point there. He's not long and lanky like Davis was.
No, and he doesn't get a lot of interceptions.
No.
He's a hard-nosed kid.
He reminds me a lot of Amik Robertson, to be quite honest with you.
Yeah, a little bulkier.
Ball of fire.
Amik Robertson played on the outside pretty well, but if you got like 2.59 corners.
That's my point. Like, and, can they get jump balls? Because this league, there's a lot of big ass receivers out there, especially.
They're
going to
see a lot of them this year.
Yeah, look at the North. I mean, you got to expect Odunze is going to take a step up, and you look at the receivers in Green Bay, whether it's Jaden Reed or Watson, yeah, or Dobbs or whoever it might be, and then obviously with Minnesota, Justin Jefferson, that's always a task. But you look at that Minnesota game, which you said Arnold did well in, and Robertson shut down Jefferson.
Plus, they got to see all the big receivers in these great teams that they got to play on the road. Their schedule is a beast.
It's a beast. And you're facing, what, 8 of the top quarterbacks in the NFL next year?
Right.
So everything's on tape with you. So what are you going to do now? And that's a big thing. And I guess with the contracts, Pat, the one thing that I would wonder is, you know, everybody says the culture here in Detroit is wonderful. But at the same time, when these guys at the peak of their career hit free agency, they're still looking for a payday. And you might see one or two that might give you the hometown discount. Not all of them are going to do that for you.
No, nor should they.
No, it's the CBA doesn't want you to do it. Like, think about the Players Association. They're like, you're killing the rest of us.
It's the NFL. Yeah, their pay is – you know how the NBA players, and you can make a case for baseball players too, being vastly overpaid?
Sure.
Given the risk in the NFL, the shortness of the career, and I always tell people, oh, they can't draw free agents to their time. In football, it's not like that. That extra $3 million
goes a long way.
It goes a long, long way because they got to get what they can while they can.
Exactly. So, and loyalty is not just going to get you a free agent.
No, it's not going to do that at all. It's not going to keep your players.
Yeah.
You know, all the talk about culture and everything, it's true. It can help a little bit, and it can help you retain players. But the bottom line is they got to do what's right for their family, all the cliches you hear.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, exactly when it comes to it. So, but anyway, enjoyed the conversation here today. Like us, you know, at the Google Play Store, the Apple iTunes Store, Odyssey.com. Follow me, Pat Caputo 98 on X, Evan Gentman Jenkins on X, and of course the 97.1 The Ticket X account, and our Facebook. We put it up on Facebook. I've been better at putting it up on Facebook on my account, but the 97.1 The Ticket Facebook account. I don't even know if Evan's got a Facebook account.
I do, but it's only so I can run the tickets account.
Yeah, there you go. It's the only reason. So I've never seen you on Facebook. Actually, I don't go on Facebook.
My wife posts, so you might see some pictures of my baby on there, but that's about it.
That's good. That's good. And, you know, for me, it's how I keep in touch with all my fellow Groves alumni.
Yeah, all those
high school
friends.
Which I've gone on
friends.
A rant, you know, about lately. It's like, how come nobody talks about Chippewa Valley?
Well, because Groves is synonymous with Pat Caputo.
Yeah, I know.
It's peanut butter and jelly.
It's like, I went to Groves.
Every morning I drive down 13 Mile and I drive right past the beautiful University of Caputo.
Now it looks like the University of Caputo.
It does. The football field looks amazing.
Oh, they fixed all the baseball fields and everything.
Yeah, man. Because of you, man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was.
Like the Matt Ishby out of Birmingham Groves.
Yes. I had nothing to do with any of that money. You know, when I was a kid, you know, Birmingham had money and everything, but they never passed their millage, even the ones that sustained the millage.
That's amazing.
When I was in ninth grade, it was like, we can't play our first football game because the millage didn't pass. I was like, in Birmingham? The millage didn't. Well, eventually, they got it together.
That's how rich people stay rich.
Now,
they don't spend
money. It's the complete opposite. They pass some millage to make those schools look like friggin' college campuses. It's unbelievable.
I drive by that, and then I drive by Country Day, and I'm like, what is going on anymore?
Country Day's got the nice. I want to hop out of the car and go on that little practice field and boot a couple field goals.
That and just the bricks outside of it, like driving. And I'm like, I couldn't even imagine what that costs.
That wasn't like that back then. Either. It wasn't. They just had a field that was there.
And
they
got the Chris Webber money.
It changed. It changed. You know, and in the meanwhile, you know, I guarantee you over at St. Clair Shores Lakeshore, it's still the same.
Oh, it is.
It is.
It is.
And there is no more Roseville Brayblick.
Oh,
too bad. No, but anyway, like us, subscribe to us, all those things. We appreciate you listening today. And, you know, we'll have another draft podcast up before the NFL draft. And who knows? I might ride something. This is our time of the year, baseball draft, NHL draft, the NBA draft. We'll be all over this like white on rice, like the old Houdini song. And that's what I am when I come on the air at night.
Is that the freaks come out at night?
The freaks come out at night. That's a great song, dude.
It is. It is.
It's not bad. But anyway, till next time, we'll talk to you.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre packs starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.